morning. Coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. It's been a beautiful week. We had a wonderful Easter. Good morning, Mar. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. Thanks for asking.
Oh, did you have a nice Easter holiday?
My Easter holiday, I pretty much relaxed and did nothing.
That's good. That's good. No bunny hopping for you. That's wonderful.
Definitely.
Well, it's welcome to have you on board, and Lizzie's out for a little while, so it's always good to have you in, and we so enjoy your voice.
Yeah, I'm glad to be able to step in for her. So I'm loving being on the show, actually. So
wonderful. I'm so excited. I had a great week. I finished up a couple of landscape installations. One was a succulent garden with an aggregate concrete patio. Another one was a cedar pergola with tropical plants and a rose garden. And I'll post photos on my Facebook page, Teresa Watkins FL. If you'd like to join me on that, just go ahead and like my page. You can just follow me. That would be wonderful. And like the Better Lawns and Gardens homepage. We would really appreciate that. That would be wonderful. It was also Earth Day. And last Saturday after the show, I went to Lowe's and with the city of Sanford, helped their WaterWise conservation day for Earth Day. And I got to meet some really great Better Lawns and Gardens fans. So I thank you for coming out and seeing me. And it's just wonderful to put a face to some of your voices. And you can call in and we can learn your voice. And that way, like Eileen, we just look forward to having you call in, and Beverly, and all of you great guys that call in all the time. And so, let's see, it was another opportunity, like I said, to shake hands. Every day is Earth Day, so to farmers. So we have to appreciate living here in Florida and all the great fresh food that we can eat, and vegetables and fruits that our farmers grow today. Today I'm going to be at the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival. This is going on the 23rd and 24th. I will be there today from 11 o'clock till 1 in the Plant Doctor booth. You can, again, come by and see me and let me know you listen to Better Lawns and Gardens, or you can bring me your plants. I would love to do plant identification or tell you how to take care of your weeds or, you know, any of your issues that you're dealing with. So that's the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 23rd and 24th, Saturday and Sunday, today and tomorrow. Today it's 9 o'clock until 5 p.m., and then Sunday it's 10 until 4 tomorrow. And this is at the Kitland Nelson Park, 35 South Park Avenue, Apopka, Florida, 32703. You're going to be able to buy wonderful plants and also take advantage of their crafts and all of their different vendors that are there, just so many different varieties of plants like plumeria and amaryllis and all kinds of tropical plants. And then you can also, too, take advantage of the music and the food that's going to be there. It's going to be a lovely day for it. In fact, today, I'm even wearing a sweater. This morning, it was cool. So you've got your jacket on, Mar. It was cool this morning.
Oh, it's definitely chilly out there. I got my hoodie on this morning.
It was nice. And this is wonderful. I will tell you that, we've had more rain this month than we're supposed to have. I keep telling you, spring's our driest time of the year here in Florida. And our wettest time is we get most of our rain during the summer and fall, of course, which is hurricane season. And so Daytona Beach usually gets about 1 3/4 of an inch of rain during the month of April. And so far, we've gotten over 2 inches of rain. And then Orlando usually gets about 1.9 inches of rain. And we've gotten so far this month 5.2 inches of rain. So that's quite a lot. And then Melbourne, you guys have gotten usually get about 1.65 inches. And you've gotten over 5 inches. It's 5.81 inches so far for the month. And so we're going to see a little bit more sprinkles and showers. This is a great time to go ahead and plant for your seeds in your garden for the summertime, and also to planting any kind of plants that you want in your garden. So you can see that. What can you be planting this time of the year? Well, the bulbs. I'm really excited about bulbs this year. For some reason, I've become an amaryllis fan. But you can plant Asiatic lilies, African irises, agapanthus, amaryllis, and blackberry lilies. I love those. They have little freckles. They're orange with raspberry freckles. Of course, I'm partial to freckles. And so then blood lily, bulbines, caladiums, cannas and crinums, dahlias you could be planting, Eucharis lilies, gingers, gladiolas, and gloriosa lilies, society garlic. I was looking at society garlic yesterday in the landscape, tuberous begonias, and rain lilies. So if you would like to plant, that would be wonderful. Better Lawns and Gardens has wonderful advertisers that support the environment with sustainable practices and sustainable products, native plants and trees, and wonderful organic products too as well, like black cow manure. Summit Responsible Solutions has mosquito dunks and mosquito bits that are safe in controlling mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks. Check them out at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. And then over in DeLand, Quality Green Specialist Nurseries, they have an owner, Dana Venrick, has the best native trees that you can plant in your landscape. They have fruit trees and soil amendments for you right there in DeLand, so you can go check them out. You can also go to their website, qualitygreenspecialist.com. And so we're looking forward to that today. I am going to be talking in the next segment about fire ants. The University of Florida, the University of Georgia, and also North Carolina State University, they had a great webinar this week and brought us up to date about fire ants and how to treat them. And so it's going to be a really good information. If you'd like to get a pen and paper and take some notes, I think that would be great. We are going to, I'm going to give you a lot of good information on how to take care of fire ants, the latest information. So it's just wonderful. Also in the second hour, I have Kim Halyuk. She is from Memphis, Tennessee, and she has a wonderful opportunity for those of you that are going up to go ahead and check those out, a garden walk. I'll be talking about that too as well. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
World-class plant experts, beautiful flowers and foliage, a kid zone, juried artists and crafters, okay, and free admission. Sounds pretty great, right? If you agree, then you won't want to miss the 60th annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 23rd and 24th at Kitland Nelson Park. Check out the incredible flowers and foliage, talk to plant doctors, and learn more about conservation. Plus, over 75 award-winning artists and crafters. We'll have live entertainment, great food, a children's art area, and more. Visit Apopka Art and Foliage Festival.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow. The mature manure, Black Cow.
More than 56,000 distracted driving crashes happened last year in Florida. And sadly, more than 300 people involved in those crashes never made it home. Distracted driving puts everyone on the road in danger. The text can wait. Put it down and focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening. It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more. Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like Azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. My name is Teresa Watkins, and I'm your host, and I would love to answer your gardening questions. You can give us a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I've got some great questions coming up already, and Mar will take your answers. And so this week, I was attending a fire ant webinar that the universities held. All the Southeastern universities got together and put this information together, and it was really great. We had the University of Florida, we had Clemson University, North Carolina State University, the University of Georgia, and Auburn, and so I was just very excited to attend this because, you know, the pesticides change so rapidly now, and how do you know what kind of chemicals to recommend to get rid of, you know, pest issues in your landscape. It's very important to stay up on the science and to find out if those homemade recipes that you keep hearing about actually work. And so I do appreciate it. This was our hosts were Dr. Dan Suter and Dr. David Oy and Dr. Faith Oy from the University of Florida. Those were the ones that I'll be talking about today. And we certainly do appreciate them. The Dr. Suter is from the University of Georgia. And so it was really great. So fire ants can be a major problem. They have been coming up from the South Florida area for many generations. It's just been an issue all along. The USA, over $8 billion annually is spent on damage and expenditures in treating fire ants. And that includes lawsuits. Okay, so that's incredible. In 2006, there was a lawsuit on someone who had fire ants, and they were stung, and that was not a good thing. So since the late 1990s, fire ants have spread internationally, and it's just been incredible. So far, right now in 2021, 365 million acres in the Southeast has fire ants. Okay, and that goes all the way across to Texas, and then also Oklahoma, and then Mississippi up through Virginia, and then South Carolina and North Carolina. And they're going to keep heading north. They are going there. Now, how do they spread? How do they get all these ants if you don't notice them walking down the highway, you know, going up 75 and up 95, if you don't notice the ants going up? How are they getting up there? Well, they're spread by winged ants. They're called wing reproductives. And there's a female with wings and a male with wings. So that's kind of incredible. There's three different tools in your toolbox. You can do immediate mound treatment. You can do baits, or you can do broadcast granules. Okay, I'm just going to say right here, right now, hot water, grits, cornmeal, all these myths that you hear about treating fire ants do not work. And in fact, you can make the situation worse with them. So immediate mound treatments are best when an individual mound is problematic, like it's right at your front door or right underneath the children's playground set. That's an immediate issue, so you want to treat that mound immediately. It's also the one your wife notices, okay, and the one in the underneath the fence gap. So if there's a mound there, that's going to be a problem. And ones that you have persistent post-treatment, so they keep coming back in that one area. So some of these treatments can be toxic, but they're effective. So you want to follow the label on that, okay? Make sure you follow the label. So broadcast baits are best when the ants are foraging. This is very important. If you see an ant hill, it doesn't necessarily mean those ants are foraging. It could be an old mound, and they're not eating because of the temperature. So the temperature has to be above 65 to 70 degrees when you're treating an ant mound, okay? You want to, broadcast baits are good for large areas, and that you need to stay away from a sensitive area. Okay, so broadcast treatments are great when you're close to a lakefront. You never, never, never want to put ant bait within 50 feet of a lake. Okay, now the reason is that ant baits, broadcast baits, are relatively non-toxic to vertebrates. Okay, animals, dogs, pets, cats, humans. But they're very toxic to invertebrates, which are fish and all the little all those little critters there. So that's the important part. You don't want to apply it 50 feet within a lakefront or water body. Total coverage is not possible. You're going to strive for 85 to 95% good. So successful bait treatment, you want to use fresh bait. If it's been in your garage for more than 3 to 6 months and it's not been closed or sealed properly, it's not going to be effective. You want to apply the baits when it's dry outside. And this is the important thing. You don't need to apply close to the mound. If you disturb the mound, the ants can move the queen. And if there's a polygene colony, which means there's multiple queens in it, then they're going to take each queen to and make a different mound. And they can do that. So how you put the treatment out, you can put baits down 20 to 30 feet away and they will come out and collect it. Seriously, no joke. Okay, so granular baits are best when you want near 100% control and you need it in small areas and you want long-term control. Now, these are not good for pastures or agricultural uses. Okay, long-term control, but not for pastures or agricultural uses. Products are Amdro, Amdro Pro, Esteem, Extinguish, and Extinguish Plus, and then Carburl. But Carburl is going away soon, so you want to use that for a mound drench only, but again, it's going to go away soon. Now, if you didn't get all this down, you can go to audioboom.com. You can go to Better Lawns and Gardens, my podcast, and I'll upload it onto our Facebook page, and you can hear the program again, okay, and stop and control it. You can hear it for free. So where do they like to nest? Human-disturbed areas, okay? They like to go into areas that are very weedy, and they like moisture. So if you're over-irrigating your lawn, or if we've had a lot of rain, then you're going to see that the ants are going to like your yard. They also like heat sinks, areas with southern exposure, and the nest locations can change seasonally. So, you know, just be on the lookout for them. And then they like poor habitats that are heavily shaded and dry. Okay? And so it's just one of the other reasons that you don't want to over-irrigate. So ants, the lifespan of a fire ant queen is 2 years. The lifespan of a fire ant worker is 60 to 90 days. Okay, 60 to 90 days. I'm sorry, that's 7 years. I'm sorry. 7 years, my eyes. Mar, I can't see. We need to get better lighting in here.
Yeah, we definitely do.
That's 7 years, the lifespan of a fire ant queen. The possible number of workers in a mature colony, 400,000 workers in one ant mound. Okay? And the queen lays between 1,000 and 2,000 ants a day. That's so scary, isn't it? So why do we worry about fire ants? Is because you want to, they can cause really severe medical damage. They cause bite reaction. And then the cost of taking care of them is really expensive. You might have to have some heavy equipment to get to. So it's not good. So what you're wanting to go for, what your goal is striving for, is no mounds versus no ants. No ants is never going to happen. Okay, so don't even try and go there. Okay, you want no mounds in your yard. No ants is expensive, and you want to go for short term. You're not going to get your treatments to last all year. You want to do it two times a year, once in the spring and once in September. Okay, and if you're having an event in your yard or commercial property, then you want to make sure that you're doing it a few weeks ahead of time to get that control for the 2 to 3 months that you have it. The best thing to do is partner with your neighbors, because if your neighbor provides an ant treatment, they're going to come to your yard. Okay, so partnering with neighbors on both sides of your house is great. You want to do the baits twice a year, mound treatments for established colonies, and the best approach for the two-step program is if your property is large enough. The broadcast and contact treatments are effective for small areas and short times, but they're more expensive. Okay, now I am going to post this information on the Facebook page. You're going to listen to Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can get that, for more information. Contact your local extension office. Your local extension office will have this information, whether you're here in Alabama or here in Florida, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, wherever you are in the country, Oklahoma, Texas, your extension office is getting that information. All right. So you want to make sure that you have that. Follow the label. All right. Follow the label. That's most important. And just remember, we're never going to get to, no ant situation. They are here. They're going to be staying for, the rest of time immortal, and they're moving north. So you want to make sure that you're checking your yards on a regular basis. We're going to take a break right now. It's a perfect time to call or text your gardening question. You want to just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS or text me at 23680. And so I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916, 800-432-3916,
800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author, and I am here to answer your gardening questions. If you'd like to give me a call, you can just dial 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. We've got a lot of text messages and phone calls that we're going to get to right now. I want to say that in Lakeland, Better Lawns and Gardens host Peterson's Nursery is going to have today Attracting Birds to Your Yard. And it's all about three things. And if you want to find out what those three things are, you're going to want to go to Peterson's Nursery, who are listening to Better Lawns and Gardens on radio stations 1430 a.m. or 96.71 a.m. So that's really good. Thank you so much. So let's go to Jack in Lakeland. Good morning, Jack. How can I help you?
Yes. Hey, I've never had this problem before. I have these little micro ants. They're real, real small. They get under my pots, and they work their way in the roots, and I can't get rid of them. I put on a little cap of honey, and then an hour or so, just full of those little ants.
Okay, well, you know you're feeding them, don't you? And you're attracting them, Jack.
Yeah, I guess so.
I can't help you if you're causing your own problem. Okay.
They're my friends.
Okay, so you're going to have to listen. I have to tell a story about my sister and ants. Okay, so, Jack, what you need to do is that you can use an outdoor granule product around your pots or put it underneath your pots. That'll be fine, and that'll get rid of them. Or you can use borax, one of the two, okay?
Oh, okay. Borax will work. Yeah, I have the andro and the real big kernels. They don't seem to like that.
Yeah, okay. So, but stop putting out honey for them, okay?
Yeah, okay.
They've got your name and a picture with the honoree of the year down in their colony, okay?
I'm sure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jack. Let's go to Charlie in Palm City. Good morning, Charlie. How can I help you?
Well, I'll help you, okay?
Okay.
I haven't had fire ants for more than 2 years.
Okay.
There's a company called Antec, A-N-T-E-C.
Well, yeah, okay, so and what do they do?
They actually treat playgrounds, schools. They have over 7,000 customers.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Wait, Teresa. He comes for $130 an acre.
Okay, that's good. Thank you so much, Charlie. Okay. Thank you. I don't do advertising for companies. I don't know who they are. So I appreciate it, Charlie, though. So let's go to Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning. I'm glad I heard you mention not to say names of products, but I'm sorry. You know, I live out in the country. We have 8 acres.
Yes.
And the inside, we call it the inside yard where we keep the grass short. Mm-hmm. And I tell people I just live on a giant anthill.
We all do.
I found this product a few years ago, and it's a, you know, a sprinkle bait, whatever you call it.
Yeah, a bait.
But you don't put it on the mound. You put it like 3 feet out from the mound.
Right.
And 1 year, one reason I like it is because you don't, if you have ants in your vegetable beds, you don't put it in the vegetable bed. You put it out.
Right. That's what I was saying, is that these baits control. You can put it even 30 to 40 to 50 feet away, and it will control those ants.
So 1 year, I bought two containers of this product, and I baited every ant mound in my inside yard, which is about an acre. It took me a couple of days. But I swear, as God is my witness, I did not have any ants in my yard for 2 years.
Good for you. Good
yeah.
for you.
So there are products. I won't say what it is. It's a little...
I mentioned all the products, you know, that are on the shelf, and I'm sure one of those was one of those products that you
No, it wasn't any of those, but I'll text it to you, and if you feel comfortable, you can say it. But 2 years, no ants, but you have to be thorough. You can't just do one mound.
Right, exactly. No, I appreciate that so much. All right,
I appreciate the ant thing that you gave. My language fails me.
No, that's all right.
Okay.
All right, hon, take it. Is it cold up there?
It's mild.
Yeah.
It's mild, but it's not. We'll have some mornings in the 50s and 60s still, but it's warming up into the 70s and 80s, which that's livable.
Oh, wow, that's great. All right, hon, yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. You know, I know ants, you know, Mar, tell me, it just raises everybody's ire and everything like that.
Yeah, so, funny story.
Okay.
We visited Texas when I was a kid, and my brother sat on a red ant hill.
Oh, no.
Yes, it tore him up. It tore him up, so they're very dangerous. As far as treating them, though, you're giving me a lot of information right now that I had no clue about, and I'm actually going to take that into consideration and actually apply some of it.
That's great. You know, I certainly appreciate it, you know, when, you know, people have personal anecdotal, you know, experiences, but it's important to, you know, just make sure you're following the label and applying the pesticide at the right time. And so that's twice a year, and that's in the springtime right now and then in September.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's great. So 1-888-45-LAWNS, if you'd like to give me a call, and text 23680. I don't like to mention company names or company products unless I'm familiar with the company and the actual product. So that's one of the reasons why that I don't like to have that on. So please, you know, kind of, I know you have local companies where you are, or even if they're international or national companies, but we have sponsors of the show and advertisers, and so I don't mention other company names. So let's go to text messages. And one, please explain the difference between society garlic and chives. I have both, but they appear to be identical. Is this correct? No, they're not. They're two separate plants. And the society garlic is the Tobolgia violaceae. Tobolgia violaceae. That's Latin, so it's a little early in the morning for me. Mars laughing at me. Okay, and they have flowers. They taste like garlic. It's called society garlic for a reason. And they are edible as long as you don't spray anything on them. You grow them organically. And the flowers are six petals. Whereas the chives, their flowers are purple too, but they're more like clover flowers. They have, hundreds, of petals that are shaped in a little arc form, 180 degrees, a little half circle, and they are they look more like clover than the society garlic. So they're two different plants, but you can eat them both. Okay. One more question. Let's see. Text message. Any updates on the progress from the University of Florida on citrus greening resistant citrus trees? No, not yet. I'm praying. Okay, so we will let you know as soon as possible. I have a grouping of large mature crotons that appear to be losing their various colors. Okay, so we are going to go to a break. I'm going to tell you what to do after that. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
By working in the long-term care profession, you can be a part of changing others' lives while changing your own. You can help Florida's most vulnerable residents, seniors, and people with disabilities receive the care they need and deserve. In turn, you'll have tremendous opportunities to grow professionally and experience a rewarding lifelong career. Choose to work where bettering the lives of others betters you and make a positive impact on the lives of those who need it the most. Visit careers.fhca.org and apply for a position today.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro Zero Turn Mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that take the ache out of acreage, massive rear drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro, count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
Ever wonder what's wrong with the world? Everywhere we turn, violence, political strife, wars, racism, and sexual sin, on and on. Why is it that we can't seem to get our act together? Well, the third chapter of the Bible offers an explanation that you may have heard before, but you probably don't realize the scope of what happened. When Adam and Eve chose to disobey God, that one choice had devastating consequences. Paradise was lost, and even worse, man's original sin had long-term negative consequences. You see, our broken world is an outward symptom of the sin that lives in each of our hearts, including mine and yours. But I have wonderful news. Jesus came to save us from our sins, to offer forgiveness and abundant lives now, and hope for the future, that one day He will fix all that's broken and evil in this world. You don't want to miss it. This is Bryant Wright, hoping you'll trust in Jesus, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you are listening to a gardening show. And if you're listening to one of the podcasts or one of the Monday through Friday shows and call in, then you're on the wrong day. So we certainly hope that Mar, you're getting an experience today, aren't you?
Definitely an experience.
Okay, so let me just update you. So Beverly called and she had a product, and I do recommend the product. It's just very expensive, and Beverly knows what I mean about that. And it's not in the big box stores. You have to go to a DIY, and it's called Avion. Avion is great, and it was one of the products that we do have for recommendation. I just couldn't get to all the products in the little segment that I had. All right, so I have a large grouping of mature crotons that appear to be losing their various colors. They all seem to be turning green. Can I do anything to enhance their original colors? No. One of the things is as a tree matures or a shrub matures, they can grow out of their colors and then also revert back to what they used to be. And that happens when we hybridize crotons and you don't get one that's an original, a variety. So when you do buy hybrid crotons and as they outgrow or they mature, sometimes they lose the really bright colors that they were hybridized with. So I'm sorry about that. You can't fertilize them more. You can't give them more sun or more shade. Now, what you can do is that you can cut them down. And what I mean by that is just prune them or, just top them and let the new leaves come out, okay, and not be that color. So that's what I would do is give them a haircut. I bought a baby Eureka lemon tree in December. It had one full-size green lemon on it and lots of blooms. The blooms fell off, and now it has lots of baby lemons forming, but the one big green lemon will not turn yellow. What should I do? I would say that, it should, it still can turn yellow, but I also would check where you bought it. Have you gotten lemons off of this tree before that was yellow? So that would be my question, because if not, it may be a misnamed a tree that you got, and it could be a lime and not a lemon. But if you've gotten lemons off of before and it's still green and that turned yellow and this one is still green, I would just wait a little bit longer and let it mature. Okay? There you go. Avion. That's right, Beverly. Thank you so much. Let's go to Anne in Melbourne. Good morning, Anne. How can I help you?
Hi there. Yeah, I really appreciated the information you gave about fire ants, but I was kind of brushing my teeth and didn't write down the product that you mentioned, because you did mention something, didn't you?
I did mention some. So there's different products that you can go on the shelf, and I will tell you that the Amdro, the baits and stuff, are the ones that are the most effective for homeowners that they can get that is, not too expensive.
And you're calling it Amdro?
Amdro, A-M-D-R-O. And there's several products underneath that line.
I see. So that would be the is that the manufacturer or is that actually the product name?
That's the product name.
I see. Okay. Well, it seems like it should be A-N-T-R-O-W.
No, A-M-D-R-O.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And I guess the label will tell you how to use it, but I do have ant killer, but I've been putting it right inside the mound itself, just pouring it right in the hole.
Yeah, no, that's not going to be effective.
Is that right?
Well,
I thought that would be the way to kill them.
No. You got to kill the queen.
Doggone it.
You're going to kill some ants, but you've got to kill the queen. And so what you do is you put the baits out or follow the instructions, and then they will go ahead. And if it's a contact liquid, then they will go and take it down to the queen, and they clean themselves. They're so clean, but they'll spread it to everyone else, and they'll spread it to the queen. All right? So if it's baits, they will feed her. Okay, and so you want to kill the queen.
That's what I was trying to do, is kill the queen. That's why I thought putting her right in the hole would be the answer.
Do you know how deep those holes go?
Yeah, they're deep.
And
yeah.
Do you know they go sideways?
Goodness. Okay.
they make all sorts of tunnels. Have you ever seen an ant tunnel? Did you ever have one of those, Mar, when you were little, the little ant tunnels?
Yeah, I had one.
Did you? And so they go all over the place. They have squiggly, squiggly lines. And so the queen is not even close.
No, no kidding. Okay, Teresa, could I just mention, I just got new grass.
Okay.
But I have to repair now the sprinkler system because that's not working. And so now I just got new sod on top, and it's going to be a real problem to do the other. So I'm watering it with a sprinkler, you know, that goes back and forth, and then I use a hose in the corners. But the problem is ants have been coming up, ant mounds have been coming up because of the watering I'm doing, and I've noticed ant mounds all around, not in the new grass, but around the perimeter. And so, you know, that's a problem.
they're not coming up because you're watering. I will tell you, we've had a lot of rain, and so that's what they're coming up. The ground's saturated. Okay, so...
Well, how often do you water new grass?
How long has it been in?
Only about 10 days.
Okay, so you want to water every 2 days, okay? Every 2 days, you want to put down an inch of rain or inch of water every time you apply it. And then next,
I've been watering it twice a day.
Yeah, don't do that.
Really? Is that overdoing it?
Yes.
Oh, for goodness sakes, because that's what the guy that laid it told me to do.
Yeah.
To water it in the morning and at night.
What kind of grass do you have? St. Augustine or Zoysia?
It's St. Augustine.
Yep, no, just water once every 2 days now this week, and next week go to once every 3 days, and then you'll be on the schedule of every 3 to 4 days. Got to run, hon. Thank you so much for calling. All right, call back again. Dennis and Rico, we're going to get to you in the next hour. Hang on. We'll be right with you. You can call me with your gardening question, 1-888-455-2967. If you missed the Ant Fire Ant talk, then you can go back on audioboom.com and listen to the show. You can also go to betterlawns.com and download the show itself. I am going to be talking to Kim Haljak. She's a garden author, podcaster, and blogger from Cooper Young, Tennessee, which is right next to Memphis, and it's going to be a great talk about a place you're going to want to visit. I love garden tours, and you can go to Memphis, Tennessee. It's going to be coming up. You don't want to miss her. And then also, too, you can go to my Brandywine Garden Extravaganza tour to Philadelphia and America's Garden Capital. If you'd like to find out more about that, you can go to my website, she-consulting.com. She-consulting.com. Let's go ahead and can we take one more phone call, Mar? Okay. Let's go to Dennis in Azalea Park. Dennis, I'm all caught up so I can take your call. Do you have a question about trees?
Yes, ma'am. Palm trees in particular. I just bought a piece of property and I have about 10 palm trees between 15 and 20 feet. And they're not looking too good. I did a little research online. I don't think they have frizzle top. I think they're just clonic. Okay. Trees that big, what can I fertilize them with to kind of get them
palm tree fertilizer
healthier?
Palm tree fertilizer.
And just put it around the base?
You want to put it around the base. Palm trees don't have wide roots, so just put it around the base. Follow the instructions on how much. That's important. And then you need to do that every 3 to 4 months.
When you say palm tree fertilizer, are you talking about TechMeg?
No, I'm just talking about a fertilizer that has palm, that is...
like an 8-10-10?
No, you got to read the label. It says palm tree fertilizer. It's got to have micronutrients and macronutrients. Okay, so your you need to have manganese, magnesium, and boron, zinc, all of the good micronutrients you need. So buy a fertilizer that is situated for palm trees.
Can I go to Lesco and get that?
Yes.
Specifically?
Yes.
Palm tree okay.
Palm cool. tree. Lesco okay, is good. A great way to get it. All right?
Yeah, that's just a new idea with, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. By the way, I love what you're doing. I love the education.
Oh, thank you so much. Call in anytime, Dennis. I appreciate it.
Yes. All right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So we are going to be back with Kim Haljak, Cooper Young, near Memphis, Tennessee. And it's a lovely area. You're going to want to hear about this event that's coming up. It's going to be great. I love garden tours, and I love speaking with Kim. So from Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and summitresponsiblesolutions.com, then I am Teresa Watkins. And if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.